Jayaradhamadhava Kunyabhikadi. Jayaradhamadhava Kunyabhikadi. Gopi jana vallabha giri varadadi. Gopi jana vallabha giri varadadi. Sodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Sodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vana Chadi. Yamuna Tira Vana Chadi. Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Bihadi. Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Bihadi. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radhe. Gaura Nitaye Gaura Nitaye Jaya Gaura Nitaye. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Krishna, Krishna. This verse says, this chanting is also the best method of atonement. Simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Vishnu, sinful persons may attract the attention of the Supreme Lord, who therefore considers, because this person has chanted my holy name, my duty is to give him protection. No? A reason is given why the chanting of the holy name is such a superior process, superior to all different other Vedic processes. It attracts the attention of the Supreme Lord, who becomes pleased with the chanter. There's an purport on this subject in the next text 11. This part of the Bhagavatam deals with becoming free from one's previous bad karmic reactions, which are caused by one's previous sins. And Prabhupada describes that there are different scriptures which stress different processes how to become free from sinful activities, Manu Sanghita and so on. And then he says, chanting the holy name of the Lord even once not only frees one immediately from the reactions of the greatest sins, but also raises one to the platform of rendering loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is described as Uttama Shloka, because he is famous for his glorious activities. Now he says, gives his love declaration for the chanting. Prabhupada says, one who serves the Lord by remembering his form, his attributes and pastimes. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that this is all possible simply by chanting the Lord's holy name because of the Lord's omnipotence. I wanted to read you this because it will make you secure in what we have done yesterday. We have meditated about Krishna. And one devotee reported to me in the midst of the meditation, she didn't know what was happening to her. And I asked, did you fall asleep? And she said, no sleep. Some state which I have not experienced before. All I know, I was all of a sudden in Vrindavan and I saw something. Krishna, you have experienced that the holy name has taken you to a different place than your material consciousness has experienced so far. And this is happening when you chant. What cannot be achieved through the performance of Vedic rituals can be easily achieved through the chanting of the Lord's holy name. To chant the holy name and dance in ecstasy is so easy and sublime that one can achieve all the benefits of spiritual life simply by following this process. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declares, Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Now, Prabhupada speaks about this in relationship to his Hare Krishna movement. He says, the Sankirtan movement we have started offers the best process for becoming purified of all sinful reactions and coming immediately to the platform of spiritual life. Oh, Pujariji, you look for a place. Maybe on the steps, because you're a little elderly now, so the steps is very suitable for a relaxed sitting. My pleasure. You have to sit in a comfortable sitting position that you can give us the darshan of Radha Gopinath many, many years to come. Hare Krishna. So, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishnaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskajare Sadarine Sri Krishna Jaitana Unitananda Yadvaita Gadaradara Sivasuri Govaktami Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Getting in the kirtan mood. Can't stop any longer. Good. We don't want to stop this. The ideal of a kirtan retreat, by the way, is that when you leave the kirtan retreat, you just continue to chant and sing all the time throughout the day. The Maha Mantra should be there. In Mahaprabhu says, while you eat, while you are awake, and while you sleep, only Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is the goal. We want to become really absorbed in Krishna. A little, you know, in Radhanath Maharaj's book, The Journey Home, he describes what happened to him when he came to Vrindavan. He met a Mona Baba, that means someone who did not speak, but who observed the vow of silence. And then, but these Mona Babas still communicate, and he had a what is it called? A Tafel, sagt man in Deutsch. A board? Blackboard, yes, a small blackboard. You know, what children use in when they do their arithmetics in the Vrindavan schools. They have these little blackboards, you know, then they write something on it. So he wrote, when you stay in Vrindavan, then he erased it because the blackboard was full. You also will become, mad like us. So I hope when you stay in the kirtan retreat, you will become absorbed in the holy name. One way to say it is that way, but I prefer to not say it like this. This is the madman retreat. But this is really the aim of Krishna consciousness. And there's a verse in the Hari Bhakti Vilas which says, after many lives, someone who's very fortunate will always chant the name of Achyuta, the infallible Lord. No, it's a goal to aspire for, to really praise or do kirtan, not as an activity which we do just during a certain sadhana period. It is what we do always, what just moves in our heart. It is described that Arjuna was Gudakesh, the conqueror of sleep. Do you know why? Because in his sleep he chanted Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. He always had the holy name in him. And this is happening when Krishna is giving you this gift, the gift of Krishna consciousness. I would like to talk now on this point of why kirtan is the superior process, superior to all other sadhanas. I would like to take a few points from the Bhakti Sandarbha Anucheda 262 to 275, where Jiva Goswami writes about kirtan. And in our workshop, we will try a few of the methods which Jiva Goswami does. The main point, how Jiva Goswami starts to establish that kirtan is the supreme process, is with this argument. For sinners of all types, chanting the name of Lord Vishnu, indeed, is the only perfect means of atonement, because it attracts the attention of the Lord. Sridhar Swami comments on this. He says, this is the best process. The reason for this is that when a person chants God's name, it attracts the attention of Lord Vishnu, who then thinks, this person belongs to me, and as such, I should protect him. My dear tired devotees, let us reflect a little bit on this. What can we do on our own strengths? We can do a little bit, but we cannot do what is necessary to go back to Godhead. That is to purify our hearts from all material inclinations. Our Vasudev has kindly pointed this out to all of us in one of his questions. We can't on our own throw away the mountain of conditioning which is sitting on our head and on our heart. What I mean with this expression is our thinking is conditioned, and also our feelings, our emotions are conditioned by the material energy. We can't get out of the programming of Maya or the influence on our own. Krishna himself says, in polite words, this material energy of mine is very difficult to overcome. Duratyaya. He didn't want to say impossible, but this is really what he said. He very politely explained it. My dear devotees, we only have a chance when we can attract the attention of the Lord, who then thinks, I must do something for this person. Imagine the analogy which Rupa Goswami says. He prays, I'm drowning in a distant place of the material ocean of samsara. Distant. No one sees where that is. I'm drowning. And now, there's no one who sees me, who can see me. Now I call out to you, who are most merciful, O Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the savior of the fallen, please save me. My dear devotees, just consider this very apt, apt means perfect or suitable, analogy. When you are in an emergency situation and there's no one around who sees that you need help, then you are lost. No chance. I remember this happening to my own self, some time ago, and I shared this with the God brother, and then the God brother told me something very amazing, something which I also had experienced. You know, in brief words, I don't want to make so much noise about myself. I would like to talk about the God brother. I was bathing at the wrong time in the tourist paradise, the Canarian Islands, where yearly between 250 and 350 tourists drown. And I was on the list of this accident. I had entered, when the water was going back. It's called in English the tide. In German you would say die Ebbe. I was entering the water. I was swimming, and I remember I'm a very arrogant person. I thought, my God, my swimming abilities are extremely impressive. I'm swimming so fast that, my God, I will swim to America if this continues, and I didn't notice that I was not swimming at all. I was just sucked out by the tide. And I noticed this when I tried to return. I could not. And I was out, I didn't see where the devotees were. I had taken a bath and there were two devotees swimming a little bit carefully near the beach, and I was way out there in high waves. Oh my God. Just to remember this makes me faint from the seat. And I remember the water started to come into my lungs and my stomach. And this means, I hope the curtain is still closed, I started to vomit from the salt water, everything around me became not absolutely clean. And, you know, the realization started to hit me, well, this is dangerous. And I tried to go back. I couldn't. In fact, I was going further away from the beach. Oh, Hare Krishna, now we have to speak civilized. Shri Radha Gopinath ki. And my dear devotees, I remember at that time, my first thought was, I thought, oh no, Krishna, I wanted to die a glorious death in Vrindavan. I wanted to say to the devotees, now take my body, place it in the dust of Vrindavan. This is how I wish to die. But instead, I'm dying like an ordinary, foolish German tourist in the Atlantic Ocean in some distant corner. I was really, oh no, this is the sad end of a sad man's sad life story. How sad. So I met this other god brother of mine and told him, and he said, this, what did you do? I said, well, I started to call out the names of the Lord. I just yelled, Krishna, Madan Mohan, if this is your plan, I surrender, but please don't leave me. And if you have maybe a little inclination to save me, then please do not hesitate. And then the God brother asked, what happened to you then? Well, do you want to know? He said, yeah, very much, because something like this happened to me, and I want to know how you got out of this. I said, I chanted, and I remember I prayed, my dear Lord, if you are wanting to save me, then please give me the intelligence to understand your plan, how to get out of this. And I remember I did hear this voice from inside, which said to me, don't panic now. I will send waves, and your duty is to just stay with the wave as long as possible, and then the wave will be gone, and then don't fight when the tide fights you, draws you back. Just surrender, and then pick up the next wave. So I've often explained it, event like this. Say, here's the beach, and here I'm drowning. So the wave comes. And I'm swimming on the wave. Krishna, Krishna, please. Please don't let me down. I'm so attached to so many things still. And I pray to be a good devotee. You know, I will try my best. I will work on my anattas and all. And then, jip, the wave was gone. And then again, the tide came and pulled me out. And I just tolerated it. And then the next wave came. So it went 12 meters towards the sea, towards the bank, 12 meters, zip, then the tide came, 11 meters back. Again, 12 meters forward, 11 meters back. It was a slow process, it required a lot of faith, because you couldn't see in the beginning what was happening. 12, 11, 12, 11, 12, 11. After a few hours, I think it was a few hours, maybe it was less, but in my subjective perception, it took a long time for the Lord to finally save me. I reached the bank and I collapsed and just prayed and said, I promise I will try to be a better devotee. I will really promise. And if I miss again, you know, just knock me a little on the head. I'm trying my best. So this devotee said to me, Maharaj, the same thing happened to me. I bathed and I went and I came into one of these. It was not exactly the Golfstrom. What? How do we say these? No, no. Strom means like a stream or current. Do you know the Gulf? How do we say in English? Gulf Stream. Yes. It was not the Gulf Stream. It was something else. It was in America, some American stream. And I was pushed out, and I knew from my studies of oceanography that I'm lost now. This is the end. And then I just chanted to the Lord, and I just took shelter. There was no one there to save me. No coast guard, no helicopter patrolling the beach, no one on the beach, no pelican even to save me. No one. And I realized at that time, I have to call out for Krishna. Now, my dear devotees, this is Rupa Goswami's analogy. He says, I am drowning in the distant place in the ocean of samsara. No one to save me. Each one of us is in this situation. We just don't realize because we are in Maya. Maya means an illusion. About our situation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he explains, Ayi Nanda to Tanuya, I have fallen, my dear son of Nanda, in this ocean of birth and death. Please kindly lift me up. This implies there's no one else to save me from this dilemma. Only you can do it. So the chanting, you know, if you imagine this, if you are drowning in an ocean, and then you have a telephone to the helicopter company and you say, I'm drowning, can you send someone over, please? And they say, yes, in 1 minute, you know, then you cling, you know. But this is not how reality works. But with the chanting, you have this ability to call out to Krishna, who then says, I'm hearing you. Because this man or person has chanted my holy name, my duty, Krishna feels, is to give him protection. Therefore, this is the superior form of sadhana. Because you attract the power of the all-powerful Lord with this. And you might ask, well, but if I chant, is it really attracting Krishna? Yes, Jiva Goswami explains, because the Lord's name is part of his personality, Svarupa, it naturally impels him to become absorbed in love for his devotees who chant his name. You know, the name is so close to Krishna. It's the name which his dear devotees call him by. When anyone takes this name, Krishna's ears perk up. And a decision formulates in his heart, I must protect him. Because this name belongs to his constitutional nature, the Lord of love in Vrindavan. It belongs to him, this name. And therefore, if someone calls him like this, he is just perking up. This is natural. You know, when I was a child, I had a very affectionate name, which I don't want to tell you, because you will call me by this name. I know you are Krishna's devotees. And once I remember, I was giving a lecture in the Monsoon Theater in Hamburg. And by Krishna's mercy, it went right to the heart of my audience. It was the right words. It was delivered with force. And somehow, I knew I had my audience. I could now tell them anything I wanted and they would consider it. So in the midst of the lecture, I was coming to the end of the lecture, and all of a sudden I heard a voice. This is, and then the affectionate childhood name. And I heard that name. It was not Madan Mohan or something. This name. And I remember I was in the midst of the lecture and I heard my childhood name. And I went like, this can only be Finney. Finney was my best friend. Finney, it's the name of, and it's also his affectionate name. he is now a specialist in, he works in Geneva as, you know, where they have this atomic part accelerator. And in the midst of the lecture, that name came to me, my name, and I responded, I said, Finney, where are you? Because I had lost Finney, you know. Here, Alter, he called, you know. Here, old man, you know. And I said, I'm sorry, I will now interrupt the lecture. I have to meet Finney, you know. I concluded it in a semi-elegant way, you know, and everyone understood, yes, he has to meet his old friend now. And so we talked. So Krishna has names which his dear devotees call him by. Krishna is one, as we heard yesterday, it is the name the gopis and Radharani call him by. And when you take this name in your mouth, Krishna is just hearing it and thinking, my God, this is my name. I think he doesn't say my God because he's God. This is my name. And he rushes. He makes some arrangement to protect you. This is the reason which Jiva Goswami gives, which is why this kirtan is superior. But you have to use these names which are dear to the form of Krishna, which you wish to realize. To make it simple, we are trained in the Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya. Our Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, is a devotee of the two-handed Krishna of Vrindavan, and he has trained us like this. We don't chant Hare Paramatma, Hare Paramatma, Paramatma, Paramatma. We have a direct principal name of Krishna, which is a very confidential name. And when you chant this name, if you learn how to chant it properly, will give you attachment to this particular Krishna. When Lord Chaitanya, and I will end with this story, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted the holy names in Varanasi, the Mayavadis, who were the lords of Varanasi, they were in control of the town, they heard him. Prakashananda Saraswati Thakur, the leader of these impersonal sannyasis, was often informed about the unusual activities of Mahaprabhu, who did something which no sannyasi would ever consider to do, that is to dance on the streets with ordinary people. Here in Belgium you don't have this, but if you go to the Balkans, you can still see sometimes people celebrating birthday and they dance before their house with their folk music and so on. Or if you go to Turkey, and it's usually something which, you know, people who are of a certain social background do, and so on. So it's not some high class activity. So Prakashananda Saraswati, he slighted, he offended Mahaprabhu. He said, He is a magician. He just attracts people with his charisma into some low-class form. He should study Vedanta and stay at home and not dance with low-class people on the street. You know, this is too much. But, so a meeting was arranged by a devotee of Mahaprabhu who had heard Prakashananda say this. And Prakashananda Saraswati asked Mahaprabhu, why do you do this? It's almost as if Prahladananda Maharaj, the minister of sannyas, would be found one day, what is a situation where we would be surprised, you know, in a surprising situation, let us say like this, you know, and he would have a cowboy hat and big things, and he would relax with computer games, and we would think, Maharaji! Oh, sorry. I hope you do not see this as an offense against Maharaj, because Maharaj will never do this. He's the most strict of the sannyasis of ISKCON, the most glorious personality. I just wanted to show that we would be surprised, or if I sit, let us say, I sit here and I start to tell you some foolish things which have nothing to do with Krishna consciousness. I mean, I think you wouldn't be surprised if I were to. So, it was like this. Prakashananda Saraswati said, why do you do this? Tell us the reason, please. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave an autobiographical answer. He said, when I came to my Guru Maharaj, he said, you cannot understand Vedanta. You know, this is what the sannyasis of Benares try to do. They try to understand Vedanta. So he told me plainly, you cannot understand Vedanta. You should chant the holy name. And when I chanted the holy name, Gauranga Mahaprabhu explains, something happened with me. I became highly moved inside. He used the word maddened and intoxicated. And I was worried because I felt so joyful. I danced. I felt so moved, so enlivened. I thought maybe something is wrong here with me because, you know, you must understand sannyasis didn't do that before. They didn't dance. They didn't show an emotional outbreak. They didn't laugh. They were just... So Gauranga Mahaprabhu, trying to explain to the sannyasis that here he experienced an ingress means an intervention of the spiritual energy moving him. He had attained what the sannyasis want to attain, that is contact with the spiritual energy. He said, so I was plainly worried. So I went to my Guru Maharaj. I asked, my Guru Maharaj, what type of mantra have you given me? I'm becoming mad. Is this all right? Is this in the program? You know. And my Guru Maharaj said to me, oh, my dear child, he said affectionately, my dear child, this is very good. You are very fortunate. And then my Guru Maharaj, he quoted this verse. Evam vrata sva priya nama kirtya yatanurago druta citta uchai hasat yato roditi roti gayati unmara mara means mad vanrit yati lokabaya. It's a very famous verse. I think many of you have heard this when you hear the English translation. The devotee dedicated to these devotional acts is endowed with love for the Lord by singing the names of his beloved Lord. His heart thus melts, and like a madman, he loudly laughs. he weeps. Sometimes he screams. He sings and dances in complete disregard of public opinion and social convention. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he says, how Mahaprabhu explains this verse, he says, while chanting the holy name of the Lord in pure ecstasy, I lose myself, and thus I laugh, cry, dance, and sing just like a madman. My dear devotees, today I want to tell you something. Lose yourself to find yourself. Or, in a different way, lose your false self to find your real self. It's good. This is what our movement, this is an important discussion in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and this is how Mahaprabhu tells his preaches to the sannyasis of Varanasi, who later all became devotees. Lose yourself. Lose your pride. Lose your arrogance. Lose your attachment to the body and the false role which you are compelled to play according to the dictates of the powerful material energy. Lose all this. And it can happen if you enter the world of kirtan. It doesn't happen because of your own strengths. It will happen because Krishna hears you, a soul drowning in a distant corner of the ocean of samsara, calling Krishna. And he feels, someone is calling my name, my principal name. He's mine now. My duty is to give him protection. And then he rushes to your aid. Would you like to hear Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's purport on this Evam Vrata Svapriya Nama Kirtya verse? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's comment. Where is this verse? It's in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, chapter 2, text 40. You know, the verse says, by singing the names of the beloved Lord, the devotee's heart melts, and like a madman he loudly laughs, weeps, screams, sings and dances. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains why the devotee weeps. What does he see which makes him crying? Why the devotee laughs? What makes him laugh? He describes how by chanting the holy names of the Lord, one remembers the pastimes of the Lord and the qualities of the Lord and the form of the Lord. He says, when the devotee chants, he all of a sudden starts to laugh ecstatically and shows other symptoms of love of God. That thief Krishna, he sees a scene. The son of Yashoda has entered the house of the old gopis to steal the butter. And now the old gopi runs out on the streets of Vrindavan to inform everyone. She shouts, oh, that thief Krishna, I have seen him, the son of Yashoda, our queen, has entered my house to steal my fresh butter. People of Braj, grab him, keep him away, this thief. The devotee goes like, and he laughs because he sees it. Hearing these menacing words spoken by the elderly gopi Jarati, Krishna immediately prepares to get out of the house. The devotee to whom this transcendental pastime is revealed laughs in ecstasy. You know, you can, he sees Krishna going like, and then this old wretch makes noise on the street. You know, Krishna immediately, oh, this can become dangerous, and prepares to leave. So the devotee to whom this transcendental pastime is revealed laughs in ecstasy. But suddenly he can no longer see Krishna. His vision disappears. He then cries in great lamentation, "Oh, I achieved the greatest fortune in the world. And now my Lord suddenly slipped away." Thus he cries loudly, "Oh, my dear Lord, where are you? Give me your answer." And the Lord then answers, "My dear devotee, I heard your loud complaint. And look now, look, don't cry. I have again come before you." So when the devotee then sees Lord Krishna again, he begins to sing. He sings, "Today my life has become perfect." Thus he's overwhelmed with transcendental bliss. And he begins to dance like a madman. My dear devotees of Lord Krishna, please chant the kirtan properly according to the things which you learn, and more things which I think you will learn during your life about kirtan. Put your attention on the kirtan, because if you do this, Krishna will put his attention on you. I want to repeat this. Put your attention on the kirtan, and Krishna, seeing this, will put his attention on you. And then, when you have the loving attention of the Lord, there's nothing else to worry. This is Jiva Goswami's entry into his exposition on kirtan. In the workshop, we will hear more from the Bhakti Sandarbha. But I want to keep this lecture a little simple and not put so many informations, because you have heard a lot and you will forget. This lecture had 2 points in it, which can be reduced to 1 point. The 1 point is, if we can get the attention of the Lord, our spiritual life will prosper due to the mercy of the Lord. If we can't get the attention of the Lord, then all what we do will not work, because on our own strengths we can't reach the Lord. It's not possible. That's why you can do millions of things in Krishna consciousness, but if you displease the Lord by committing offenses, you can do anything. You can chant 64 rounds a day. If you, for instance, lose the attention of the Lord because he turns his face away from someone who commits offenses, you can be the highly posted person. You can be a Lord Brahma with so much control. If you lose the attention and the mercy of the Lord, nothing will work in your life. You will just be frustrated. Therefore, you must learn to chant, and the only thing which could come in your way is if you chant with offenses, because then the Lord he will take his attention away from you. Krishna. I have sown a seed now. I will talk about this more hear more about this in the workshop. Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, I don't know if I can reach you any longer, because please believe me, this is my most important thing I can give in the Japa retreat, because this is what I have personally seen. I have come in my own life, I came to a situation where I saw that I was practicing Krishna consciousness, but I was still attached. I had seen and looked around in our movement, I saw we were trying to spread Krishna consciousness, but we were struggling so hard with to keep the devotees enlivened. And I had been shocked because a leader whom I really had high regard from GBC and guru and prominent member of our society experienced such difficulties in his spiritual life that he for many years he couldn't continue with his spiritual practice. I had seen all this and I became very worried. What will become of a small income peep called Sachinandan Swami? This word means someone who is highly incompetent. How will this work? And I had become distressed and I had become, my hope had gone. I thought I have no hope. At that time, in our society, many devotees felt that. And they could see something was going not the way it was planned to go. And they started to look for answers to how can devotees advance. Our leading devotees were all looking for answers, mostly because of the same reason. They could understand very humbly and honestly, it's not working for me as it is described in our books, and our society is not, something is missing. So then I was, because I'm very sensitive, I was really in a spiritual crisis, which I think now was good, because I could understand, I just can't go on like this. So then I began to search, and like any person who searched, I made my mistakes, and I hope I learned from them. And I remember one meeting with a devotee whom I hold the highest regard for. He has left his body, and I just decided I will surrender to this devotee. This devotee was very, very dear to Srila Prabhupada, and he is a very exalted personality. Really, there is no doubt that he is a pure devotee. And I said, please look at me. Look who is before you. You are a devotee. You can understand my heart. Please look. Do you see my distress? Do you see my question? And the devotee just looked very smilingly and very mildly at me. I said, I have one question. It's only one question. How can I become Krishna conscious? And the devotee looked at me. And I could see. He could see everything. And he looked at me. And then he started to cry. Because this is a deep question. Then, I never forget at this moment. He understood he was someone who had a question. And he wanted to give the best he knew to answer the question. And it was like an explosion. It went like, whoosh! He said, chant the name of the Lord. Do japa and kirtan of the name of the Lord. And don't worry. Don't be mental. Gauranga Mahaprabhu has said. And then so many verses came. And it was an hour of verses, but I couldn't hear any longer. I could not listen any longer. I had received my answer. Chant Hare Krishna. But this time it came just so deep, because my heart was open. I was ready for hearing the answer. I was in a crisis. I knew I would also be unable to practice Krishna consciousness for a long time. And the right went in there and it ignited something. Because this answer was the same answer which Prabhupada has always given. Chant Hare Krishna and what is it? And your life will be sublime. And I just, but this time I chanted differently. And then I decided, let me now learn to chant. Apparently I know nothing of chanting because it has not yet worked. So let me start all over again. And this is my own conviction. This is why I give these retreats. I know I'm very imperfect. They are much more qualified devotees than me, and I'm happy that they do preach on this and do their retreats and the kirtan devotees. And I really want you to embrace this point. Why is it so powerful? Because the all-powerful, not the all-weak, that's us, the all-powerful becomes attentive and then takes care of your case. That's why it is so powerful. That's why the scriptures say the chanting is a boat which brings a drowning man over the ocean of birth and death. But you need to learn it. You need to make it work for yourself. This is really your responsibility. Hare Krishna. I wanted to explain to you so much today. These are the notes. But I only decided to explain so much today as terms of information. But I wanted to share with you my own conviction, which is, you know, which is this point. Alone I'm without power, with Krishna everything is possible. And he becomes attracted when you chant the holy name. That's how he is. He's wonderful. He's very merciful. He's Bhakta Vatsala, the protector of his bhaktas. It was a very simple presentation, so therefore I know there are no questions. If you have questions, please ask them. We will have a question and answer session in the workshop. We will start like this. I would very much appreciate questions. Maybe you think about what you have heard. A simple devotional point, you can ask questions. If you wish, and then we will go into kirtan according to the Bhakti Sandarbha of Jiva Goswami. We will study that. Mm-hmm. Krishna. So I wish you all the best for this kirtan retreat, and I want to repeat because some of you may join us from Radha Desh community. Today we have a very important day. It is a different day than the other days because we will skip two sessions. We will have a Nam Yajna, where we try to attract the attention of Krishna in kirtan. We want to do this, what we are talking about. And it goes best when you chant with devotees. When we have set it up in a certain way, there will be certain things you will see. It's a surprise. We will start a little later than we announced. We said we would start at 4 o'clock, but we will start at 4:30. Why? Because now we need to have a little more pauses and so on. It's really, we're becoming cleansed and so much kirtan, so much japa and so much this. So you will need a little bit more pause. We will end also very early the session. But it will be a very strong session. And then Nam Yajna at 4:30. I really want to repeat, if you feel you have to skip even the morning session because you have so much information and so much to digest, do it by all means. But come to the Nam Yajna. You must be there at 4:30. It's very important. Because the retreat for you will only work if you do this uninterrupted kirtan performance for the pleasure of the Lord. Then you will receive why you came for. So you need to make yourself fit for this. We will sit 4 hours. Of course, we can dance also. And we can visit the restroom, of course, but nothing else. We want to go very deep. We want to call out to Krishna. And we want that He hears us and that this comes into focus. My devotees are calling for me, and we want Him to descend and help us and give us His milos. Milos means mercy. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki, Sisi Radha Gopinath ki, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. See you at 11 o'clock.